Good morning, everyone. It's Candace Estes with Autism One Radio. Today, we're going to work on part four of our interviews with Corey Hillis. He's talking to us about EMS and 5G. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
Thanks for educating us on all of this. Today, you want to go over some studies, or do you, I mean, we're going to do that, but let's highlight some of the things that we've already talked about where to start in your home. We've directed people to your website, emfsoul.com, emfsoul.com.
Yep, emfsoul.com, yep.
So Corey has broken down the physics, sort of how EMF affects us and how it works and how it behaves and how it reacts with ourselves. So you can go back and find our interviews at Autism One Radio, Autism One Media on YouTube. And we have part one, part two, part three, and today we're going to work on part four. So take it away, Corey. Let's start with some studies, or what do you want to?
Yeah, I'd like to show people who are kind of, this is new to especially, or even people who are really into it. I'd like to point people to the right direction about a little bit of the science. So what, you know, I'm telling you the EMFs are terrible, but really it's never me telling it. I'm always quoting one study or another, one scientist or doctor or another. And today I'd like to point people in the direction, especially if you still think the jury's out on the subject, to where to find this information and what the scientists are saying all across the world. I think that's valuable so that I think the problem with EMFs is that it's invisible. Nobody can see it. Most people can't feel it. It's not a topic of discussion as far as like the mainstream. So you're not hearing it on the news very much. You're not hearing people say, oh, be careful this, be careful that. So, you know, we're naturally inclined to think it can't be that bad. Yet 40 countries have passed federal laws banning Wi-Fi from elementary schools, banning cell phones from elementary schools, and tons of other things related to EMFs. Brussels, just a few months ago, was the first major city in the world to say that the new 5G coming out, which right now we have 3G and 4G on our phones, the internet speed. Well, the new 5G coming out, which I'm not against as long as you fixed it, but when it's coming out, they announced that they're banning it from the entire city for health reasons. So the world's getting it. Of course, in this country, we're just a lot behind on educating ourselves. So because it's just not talked about, I think it's really important to A, talk about it, and B, see what all the scientists are saying.
Yeah.
So
let's go over that.
Okay, so I'd like to just cover a couple of studies. There's 10,000 studies across the planet on EMFs. We know more about EMF damaging people than we know about smoking damaging people. But everybody agrees that smoking is not healthy, right? I mean, that's like agreed upon pretty much universally. It should be much, much more agreed upon universally that the radiation from electricity items all the way up to microwave items like your cell phone and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and things like that is absolutely bad for you. And by the way, scientists saying much worse than smoking cigarettes is bad for you. So it should be universally agreed, and I believe it eventually will be. We'll look back and go like, holy cow, you know, what were we thinking? I mean, doctors used to prescribe menthol cigarettes to people. Now we look at that like it's insane, right?
Yeah.
I think EMS is going to be the same because of the amount of evidence. But I think this is one of the first times we had the industry so big. I mean, the smoking industry was big, but the EMF industry, I mean, everybody, and again, I'm not against this technology. I use it all. I love it as long as you fix it, and I believe it can be, but how much money is in everything being Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and cell phones and cell tower and all the gadgets. I mean, it's in every fabric of almost every industry there is. So there's a lot of interest in not having this information come out too fast, because it'll affect a lot of people's bottom line anyway. One study that I'd like to start with is the National Institute of Health, because it's a good example of how bad it is, and how even our own government knows it, but we still don't get this information like we should in the news. So there was a 10-year study done by the National Institute of Health, which is a government institution. So it's the U.S. federal government institution. It was the most expensive cell phone study in the world ever. Over $30 million was spent. They studied 2G and 3G, which is lower frequencies and less bad for you, says the scientist, than 4G and eventually 5G. And they studied the effects of it on rats and mice for 10 years. Well, the unanimous conclusion was that it caused tumors and cancer, okay, in the rats and mice. And that was a mild exposure, less than today's cell phones, levels of radiation, in a different form that was non-pulsing, so it was like a safer form even. And it still produced the results that every scientist in the study agreed upon. Just to be sure, they gave it to an external panel of scientists who also all universally, unanimously agreed that it caused cancer and tumors. So that's our U.S. government, and that just concluded in 2018.
Can we find that at PubMed? PubMed?
You know, I find lots of studies on EMFs on PubMed, but if you go back in a couple of months, sometimes they just disappear. So I don't know if it's on there or not.
But you can Google
the National Institute of Health EMF study. I'm sure you'll find lots of information on there. But that's a very public study, so it should be out there. It concluded in 2018. There's lots of articles if you Google it. The articles are probably not going to come from major news organizations, although I think CNN may have covered it online and a couple of big ones, so you can check that out. So that's one. Just, I like to point that out because it's their own government. They know. This isn't news. It's not, you know, they just don't report it very much. Even the California Department of Public Health did a study in 2000, I think it concluded in 2017, on cell phones. And their website used to say that there's no evidence, which is just drives me crazy. There's no evidence that cell phones are bad for you, meaning like they're safe. After their own study showed that cell phones were doing the same harm that everybody else found, such as tumors, such as all the rest of it, then they had to, by the way, they buried the study. Actually, I'm going to change my answer. That was 2009 when they did that. They buried the study, didn't show it, didn't report it, didn't change their website, still said cell phones were virtually safe. They got sued, and in 2017 by a Berkeley professor, they lost in court and had to release their own study to the public. And when that happened, they actually changed their website because, duh, their own study showed that cell phones were harming people. So they had to change their website to saying, okay, they might be harmful, so they give you advice like not putting the cell phone in your bra, not in your pocket, don't use it as often as, you know, minimize your uses and so forth. So it really took them all that just to show the study.
I wonder what their motivation for doing that would be, for burying that study.
I don't know the politics, but obviously there's a lot of money in something, there's a lot of political influence on getting information out or not.
Yeah,
so,
my husband told me to buy stock in Sprint.
Yeah.
So I did, so it might be part of that whole thing, but I don't know, people are going after Sprint, or they were a couple weeks ago, so I don't know how that looks now, but my Sprint stock was growing.
So I know you're heavily involved with Autism One and the autism community, and so one guy who discovered, we know because of cause and effect studies that the EMFs are hurting us. But the key is we now know how they're hurting us. And Dr. Martin Paul sort of created that link. And an X-ray is an EMF. Nuclear power is electromagnetic frequency radiation, okay? So are microwaves, but they don't hurt us the same way. Well, they kind of cross over. An X-ray can directly harm your DNA, can directly rip electrons off an atom, can directly damage us. The microwaves cannot directly damage you, and that's what comes off of the Bluetooth and cell phones and all that stuff. So for years, physicists were disagreeing and arguing, basically, with the biologists. Because the biologists are saying, look at our studies. They're hurting people in this way and that way. The physicists are saying it's impossible. And so they were kind of half right, because it doesn't directly harm you. That's why we don't have to block them, which is good. They indirectly harm you. And so Dr. Martin Paul showed how there's a voltage-gated calcium channel that opens on your cell membrane, potentially any cell in your body. And when that happens, it lets too much calcium in your cell. And that's supposed to be balanced with magnesium, sodium, and all the rest of everything else in your cell. When it's out of balance, that creates major problems. It creates free radicals because there's double ion calciums coming in your cell. Double ion calcium molecules. So there's too much free radicals. There's an increase in nitric oxide. And I'm going to let him be the scientist and explain what all that does to us. But all of the symptoms we've talked about in the past can be explained through that one process. So in other words, we kind of know how the EMFs are harming us now. And that's big.
Where do we find Dr. Martin Paul study?
If you Google Dr. Martin, P-A-L-L, and EMF, you'll find him speaking. He spoke at Autism One a few years back. I was hoping he'd come back this year when I spoke. He's got lots of lectures in front of lots of scientific groups and doctor groups and you name it, sharing his quote-unquote theory about the voltage-gated calcium channels and how they're affecting us. So there's just a ton of information to read, articles on him, YouTube videos, you name it. And if you're particularly interested in the autism side, you can Google his name plus EMF plus autism, and you should pop right on the top of YouTube his video where he spoke at Autism One a few years back. Listening to.
So that's on our very same channel that we have now right here where this video is, Autism One Media YouTube.
And so what I love about his study is it showed the how, and based on that, because if you don't know how something's hurting you, it's really hard to create a solution to fix the problem if you don't know what the problem is. Now that we kind of are pointing to where the problem is, now we can start creating solutions that actually work. Like a simple thing, like taking a lot of magnesium can help you help the voltage-gated calcium channels not open as much. So that's actually a little bit of protection, they say, from EMF damage. So make sure you have lots of magnesium, a quality magnesium supplement.
So Epsom salt baths, and a lot of people in the autism community give their kids magnesium or Epsom salt baths every day, and it soaks through the skin. So that's excellent because it's not hard.
That's an excellent
very
start.
Cheap.
It's not a total fix, but every little bit helps, right? I mean, having the magnesium is important in lots of ways anyway, so it's great. But we don't focus on that so much. We focus on the other missing link. So our company discovered that the shaking and vibrating that happens to molecules because of the EMFs is the triggering mechanism for the voltage-gated calcium channel. So we're in the process of kind of proving that theory. Okay, and the shaking and vibrating can be seen like in your microwave oven. When the microwaves hit the food shakes and the molecules smash into each other, it creates friction and heat, and then that's how your food heats up. By taking a little mini hammer almost, if you can imagine, and smashing molecules 2.5 billion times per second. So it's not a real healthy way to have your food turn out.
Yeah, and
by the way,
talked about this in previous.
Right.
interviews. And Corey has said that, you know, we all want, you know, we all want Wi-Fi. We want fast Wi-Fi. We want 5G, you know, because we're all very into our devices. So we don't want to get rid of that. What we want to do is protect our bodies from all this harm.
Exactly. So my ultimate goal is big time, in the process of proving everything clear enough that I can hopefully work with the companies that build the cell towers, and we fix them as they're building them, so that we can have all this awesome technology and then just get rid of the negative side of it. So I believe that can happen, and I'm shooting for that goal, and here we go, you know. But you can, I believe you can fix the cell phone that comes to your house. You can fix everything when it arrives, or you can have our products that attach to things. And, you know, that's right now, it's the only way we can do it until we get with the manufacturers one day, knock on wood.
Yeah. So emfsoul.com.
Yeah. And I'd love to
magnesium baths, and just a patch like on your kit or a bracelet or a little thing on your cell phone can keep it away from you.
It does a lot of good. And to explain how the products work, that's kind of another, it's a longer subject for a different day, but we're affecting that second domino that's fallen down so the rest of them don't fall down, which leads to our health issues. So when you address that, when you can, you know, stop the rest of the reaction. Because again, it's important to note that everybody who is in the EMF business, and this a little bit because it's been driving me crazy, everybody in the EMF business or means very well studying EMFs, they constantly talk about the EMFs and getting rid of them and blocking them. Well, getting rid of them or getting away from them is darn near impossible in this day and age. I mean, they just started putting up 5G satellites in low orbit. You could be in the Rocky Mountains soon and get hit by it. So it's real hard to avoid. And they're trying to block it, which, again, everybody's just focused on the EMF itself. And the problem is when all physicists tell you that the EMF can't directly harm you, why we still just focus on the EMF itself? Why don't we focus how it's changing the environment, which then we react to that? So you have to rethink how EMFs work. But again, that's a whole other conversation, which would take a while. But I'd love to cover.
I mean, go ahead. This is pretty out there. But what about all the animals all over the place? The birds, does it affect fish? I mean, what about our own pets?
Plants, animals, humans, everything with cells. Seems to be affected. Everything living seems to be affected the same way. I have so many stories of plants, flowers, things like that doing way better when you remediate the EMFs in the environment. I have testimonials about dogs and cats, people's pets, all over my phone. It's really fun.
Have you got products for pets?
Well, when you fix your home, everything in that home is now better off, right? So if you have plants in there, they may start growing better. If you have animals, they're going to be doing better. Now I have old dogs with more energy. Testimonials, I've seen young cats that were hyper and going crazy would calm down and kind of be normal. And I've seen a lot of other neat behavioral things I can't always discuss, but neat testimonials from pets, just like we do with humans.
And you had mentioned before that, well, I'll catch that thought later. I thought of it earlier and then I forgot. So go ahead.
So another study that every single human on planet Earth needs to be aware of that 10,000 studies, in my opinion, is one of the reasons why so many countries are now passing laws to protect their people from this stuff, is a reflex study, okay? The European Union paid over $3 million for 12 different institutions to participate in this study. And a leading German scientist named Franz Adelkofer, not some dude blogger in his basement. We're talking about 12 institutions and legitimate scientists that have big names in their fields. So they did a test. They wanted to see how much DNA damage a cell phone would cause compared to x-rays. So in this study, their conclusion was that 24 hours on a cell phone was worth about 1,600 chest x-rays of DNA damage. So that number is like two, it's like you didn't even believe it. It's like sounds so out there. So 24 hours on a cell phone, same as 1,600 chest x-rays.
Wow.
Let that sink in. If they're a tenth right, if they're 90% stupid conclusions and wrong, that's still a really big deal. I don't know anybody that wants to get five chest x-rays every day. Do you?
No. Corey, I want to apologize for my dogs. I've locked myself in the back bedroom to try to
no problem.
The noise, but I do apologize. And you, back to that thought that went missing, people don't actually know that they're not really feeling good until they remediate the whole EMF problem in their home.
Many times.
I've said that before. So.
Many times. I've heard people say, no, I sleep great. And then they get their home remediated, and then they go, now I know what sleeping good is. You know? Now, we don't always get a testimonial. We probably get it. I don't know, if I fix a family's home, somebody in that house usually says something almost half the time. So I probably got a little over half because when I was personally going to homes, now we have reps all over there that are trained to do so, but when I was personally going, I had a lot of clients that were referrals from holistic practitioners, so they usually had some health issues. And when you have health issues, you're more likely to see a testimonial for sure. Or if you have solar panels or other EMF challenges that are just greater than normal, you're more likely to see, like, notice a difference.
So solar panels are bad?
Yep. Clean energy, as far as your wallet goes or your purse, but it's not clean as far as our health goes. So you're making electricity over your head. Then you're converting the direct current to alternating current, which is what homes use. And that box that does that conversion creates a lot of chaos, which is what hurts us. And sometimes there's a battery that stores all the electricity for your whole house for a while. So all three of those things add a lot of what's called dirty electricity, which can be measured with meters. And we measure them all the time when we go to someone's home, how much dirty electricity there is. When there's solar panels, it's instead of being 50 to 200, which is a normal house, which is still high. It may be 200 to 2,000 plus on a solar panel home. So you can see on a meter that it's not good.
So can you, okay, the reflex study, where can we find that study?
We're going to be revamping our entire website. So it's probably going to be on our website. I apologize for not knowing. Like I said, we're going to redo everything and in the process of it. So you can also probably Google reflex study EMF.
Okay. Okay.
And it'll probably come up with information on how they show the DNA damage. I mean, it's not a new study. This happened before 2010. So that's why countries have already been passing laws for years now. Outside
of
the US.
Is there any news on what Trump's going to do about 5G or?
Yeah, there's lots of news. So I don't think he's aware at all about EMF radiation causing problems. So I don't think anybody in the government is. Well, that's not true. I have seen a couple of congressmen get up surprisingly, and I'm not trying to take which side of the aisle it is, but I was shocked. There's a great video. Oh, man, I can't remember the guy's name. He was actually complaining about the health concerns of 5G. It may have been Chuck Schumer. It may have been Chuck Schumer, but he had a great video explaining how there's really big concerns on 5G coming. But since then, I believe Pelosi, Schumer, and Trump all met and agreed that in the stimulus that they were trying to get passed, that 5G was going to be the number one investment. So they're going to take our tax dollars, and they're going to build the 5G everywhere and make it all over the country.
Wow.
And they want it because it's going to technologically make us more advanced than anywhere else. I just don't imagine they know the health concerns.
But didn't most of this 5G technology come out of China?
Yes. So there's two companies that are really building the 5G technology, and one is Highway, if I pronounce that correct. Highway.
Gosh, I got to look it up.
How to pronounce that. Anyway, it's the big phone company, the biggest phone company in China. They already have the most amount of models of 5G phones made in the world. So they're leading the 5G technology for sure. As a matter of fact, our government, and I just heard our president and others in Congress talking about not allowing them to do business in the United States because the 5G technology can be used to spy on everybody much easier. So if you have a 5G cell phone, they can just much easier way spy on everything, record everything, you know, get all the information about you and so forth.
The Five Eyes, they're already spying on us.
They probably are, but this makes it even easier. And so, I mean, I imagine if China can spy on you with 5G, then, you know, anybody could, right? Whoever owns the 5G technology.
They're taking data on all of us. All right. So just for our listeners, go to emfsoul.com and see what you think about that website and the small steps that lead to remediating your home for the health and well-being of your children, your pet, and yourself, your plants. So anything else, Corey?
Well, I will mention that we do have reps that are being trained and we're growing them all over the country now. So people can go to our website, and if we have a rep in your area, in your city, they'll come to your house. They'll test the EMFs with meters. They'll explain to you everything that you want to know, answer your questions, and give you recommendations. And that doesn't cost anything. If a rep's nearby, we don't charge anything. So that's free, literally. And if they want the house fixed on the spot, then our reps can do it right on the spot in minutes. And to fix a house, we're talking about hundreds of dollars, not thousands of dollars. And if you imagine each device that you have, the price can go up if you want to fix every, of course, which is important, to fix every cell phone, tablet, and gadget that you have that's something that you're touching or really close to that's using strong Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. So all the devices and products to fix everything is between $39 and $79 for, like, you know, whether it's a Wi-Fi router or cell phone and so on. So those gives you an idea of what you're looking at in your wallet.
You said that you would go into schools and fix them for free if you have a representative near.
Correct. So we've already done,
awesome.
we've done a number of schools already. We've done elementary schools, high schools, middle schools. We've done some churches.
Every person that goes to that school likely has some sort of a device, and not just their own personal device, but I know the students in our school district now have, they each have their own Chromebook.
And when you have one cell phone in a room, that's actually legitimately affecting people. When you have 30 of them all condensed like that, you've just taken that amount and times it by 30, it starts to add up and become a really big deal. I'll tell your listeners one last amazing thought. There's a scientist called Barry Trower. He's a retired physicist, used to work for the British Navy and Secret Service. So this guy's got all the credentials of anybody who would know about EMFs, because he used microwaves as weapons as part of his job. Okay. Now, microwaves, again, is what comes off of cell phones, Bluetooth, ear pods, and your Wi-Fi router, and your tablets, and so on, and all this audio-video stuff that we take for granted and use now. So if you Google Dr. Barry Trower, and that's B-A-R-R-I-E, and Trower is like tower with an R, and then the word EMF and schools, you'll see one of my favorite videos where he explains how EMFs are affecting the eggs that one day could become a child, like a fetus, okay? And the eggs are getting at least 10 times, and because they don't repair the DNA damage, you can times that by many times more. So there's 10 times more DNA damage happening to eggs, which become children in the future. And those eggs don't repair the DNA damage, so you're having, that's one theory, that, in addition to what Dr. Martin Paul even talks about, as to why autism could be increasing so drastically from generation to generation. And he will explain in his video that people that are deciding, that know what they're doing and are deciding to put Wi-Fi in elementary schools and any schools, should be thrown in jail. I mean, that's how serious he is about the subject, knowing what he knows. So again, I encourage people to go Google the stuff. Listen for yourself. There's famous scientists and smart people that can tell you what's going on.
So there was a big study that just came out about autism saying, you know, it's gene mutation. So this falls right into that because this...
Right into it.
Yeah.
Gene mutation.
There's a million things that go on, you know, that autism parents are aware of, but this is part of that equation.
Gene mutation is a... it has been... There are studies on EMS and gene mutation and lots on DNA damage. I think I've seen over 50 studies on DNA damage and EMS alone. I said the last point, but I'm going to give your listeners one more. So there's one website that you can go to see over, like, conclusions of over 3,000 studies done by scientists that don't sell any products, that don't have any agendas, that don't, they're not paid by anybody to be able to, like, lean one way or another. And they're scientists and environmental leaders from all over the world. So the bioinitiative.org is a great place to go. And if you want to go right to the meat and potatoes of it, you go to bioinitiative.org /conclusions. And you'll see a summary of almost 2,000 studies right there. And they talk about children being more affected. They talk about concentration difficulties, tumors, cancers, Alzheimer's, on and on. So you can read the conclusions. If you spent 5 minutes there in the summary section, your jaw will drop and you'll be educated quick.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we got some work to do. Again, thank you, Corey. And we're going to come back and talk about some more stuff. So we'll be looking forward to that. So emfsoul.com. This is my friend Corey Hillis. I met him at Autism One. And he remediates EMF pollution in your home or in your school or on your device. So thank you, Corey. We'll get together again very soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Candace.
Okay. You be well, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.